Remote, I'm Gene Randall. China says the meat and seafood areas in Beijing's wholesale food market have been contaminated by the coronavirus, and the government is focused on a spike of COVID-19 cases linked to the massive Xinfeidi Food Center, home to an ocean of training halls. China is reporting 25 new infections today among 360,000 people who have been tested. The latest outbreak on a hunt and raised fears of a wider spread. Still, Chinese health officials say they believe the situation has been contained. The official virus case count in China stands at about 85,500, with some 4,700 deaths. Germany today recorded 770 new infections, the highest daily number in a month. The outbreak is attributed in large part to tests administered to slaughterhouse workers. Germany has seen nearly 190,000 COVID cases, with almost 9,000 lives lost. A meatpacking plant in Britain has been shut down amid a COVID outbreak in Yorkshire. It was the third localized shutdown of its kind in recent days. The UK has the world's fifth highest number of coronavirus cases and the heaviest in all of Europe, about 302,000, with the death toll topping 42,000. Britain has lowered its virus threat level from 4 to 3, meaning an epidemic is in general circulation instead of level 4, meaning transmission is high or rising exponentially. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said lowering the threat level was a testament to what he called the British people's determination to beat the virus. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with his country's top opposition leaders today to talk about rising tensions with China. This in the wake of a clash in the disputed Himalayan border region of Ladakh this week. India claims 20 of its soldiers were killed. China hasn't said if it suffered casualties. Each side blames the other for sparking the violence. It was the deadliest conflict between the two nuclear powers in nearly a half century. Both countries appear ready to ease the situation, emphasizing the importance of their broader relationship. No word on what was decided at Modi's session today. This is VOA News. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic worldwide. It has now taken some 454,000 lives with 8.5 million infections, and there is little let up in sight. Here in the United States, COVID cases are approaching 2.2 million with more than 118,000 fatalities. The average number of deaths per day, now under 700, has dropped to the lowest level since March, but with states picking up the pace of economic reopenings, scientists say they fear the trend may soon reverse direction. Florida, Georgia, Texas, and Arizona are all seen as problem areas as they suffer their largest rise in daily case numbers, and there are predictions Florida may be the next epicenter of disease in the U.S. A cause for worry for health officials in this country, President Donald Trump's re-election rally, scheduled for tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma, another state where COVID-19 cases are increasing. The main event will be held at an indoor arena that seats 19,000 people. There will be no requirement for either wearing face coverings or social distancing. There is heavy concern that the rally and other campaign events tomorrow in Tulsa offer ideal conditions for spreading the coronavirus. Meanwhile, President Trump tells Politico that mail-in voting could cost him re-election, saying that his campaign's effort to prevent the widening use of mail-in ballots could determine if he wins a second term. Polls have shown Mr. Trump trailing presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in a number of crucial states. European stock exchanges are up today as investors keep their eyes trained on pandemic developments. French prices were up 1.3%. Earlier, Asian markets gained ground with Japan's Nikkei index up 0.5% and Shanghai adding a full percentage point. Wall Street is up over 100 points at this hour. Shortly after the open, a few hours ago, that number topped 300 points. U.S. markets have been fighting the downward pressure of unemployment numbers. New jobless claims this week climbed by 1.5 million. There is market unease that spikes in COVID cases could lead some states to reimpose stricter quarantine controls. European Union leaders today began the process of approving a record stimulus package for their deeply damaged economies. There is agreement on the need for unprecedented help quickly, but there are divisions over how much aid and the terms it should carry. The EU, which has lost over 100,000 lives to COVID-19, is stuck in a dramatic economic downturn. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is the victim of escalating cyber attacks, which he says are threatening all levels of government, businesses, essential services, and crucial infrastructure. Morrison did not name the culprit, which he called a state-based actor, but there is wide belief that the online threat comes from China. Beijing has taken strong exception to Australia's support for an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News. VOA.